Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we are privileged to bring you the First Lady of Russia at home in the Kremlin. And she has kindly consented to personally conduct you on this, the first Telstar television tour of the Kremlin. Good afternoon, Mrs. Khrushchev.
Hello there.
You're looking absolutely ravishing, Mrs. Khrushchev. I love brown burlap very much. Sure, it will be the rage of all Central Europe. It really is magnificent. It's very gracious of you to invite me here.
You ain't just whistling Dixie.
Shall we begin?
Begin what?
The tour.
Why not? Well, to begin with, we are standing here in front of the glorious Plotsky Door.
The Plotsky Door? My heavens! I've always dreamed about the Plotsky Door ever since I was a child. Finally here in this wonderful, strange country before the famous Plotsky Door. Really, Mrs. Khrushchev, this is magnificent. Why is it called the Plotsky Door?
Why not?
I see.
Now, behind this famous Plotsky Door is the Red Room, full of rare treasures such as icons, rare bust of Rasputin, glorious furnishings.
Oh, I can't wait to see all the barbaric splendor that is held here in the Kremlin. For ages now, ever since the Dukes of Muscovy first founded the Kremlin, it has been the treasure hold, the cash of the entire Russian Empire. Now, Mrs. Khrushchev, could you please tell our audience what is behind the Plotsky Door and behind the Red Room?
Behind that red room is the other red room.
Heavens, and what is that called, Mrs. Khrushchev?
The other red room.
And what is in the other red room? I'm really dying of expectation.
You're a very excitable fellow.
Oh, I am.
Behind that red room, in the other red room, are the Empress Catherine's jewels. Which all your women viewers would be so thrilled.
Imagine that, people. The great Catherine and her jewels. The jewels, the splendor of a barbaric empire. I hear the diamonds there are absolutely fabulous.
They're barbaric diamonds.
And what is upstairs in the Red Hall?
In the upstairs Red Hall, which we call Red Hall Upstairs, we have the famous painting of Anastasia meeting her mysterious lover. What a beautiful story. You see, she was walking down the street and she met this fellow.
Oh, I know, a tale of romantic Russia. Lermontov, Pushkin, I can see history made before my eyes. Well, it sounds like a wonderful story, but you know, we're running out of time and we're anxious to see it. So I wonder, could we go inside now?
No.
Mrs. Khrushchev, I mean, I have brought technicians here. There are cables all over the place. I mean, we have been working here day and night for a glimpse of this palace.
Well, that's very sad to hear.
Very sad to hear, indeed. No, you must let me into the Red Room, Mrs. Khrushchev.
You're really pretty anxious to see the Red Room.
Mrs. Khrushchev, I'm dying to see it.
All right, go ahead. Nobody likes a smart aleck.